You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Manchester City had a very fine start to the season, Dave. They've got a 100% record in the Premier League. They won the Manchester Derby at the weekend as well. And they got the better of Borussia Mönchengladbach in the Champions League last season. So it's hard to fancy the away side here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Manchester City win this game. And you mentioned those meeting or one of those meetings last season. They beat them both home and away, and both teams scored in both those games as well.
Yeah.
There's a market that I love here, and it's not an absolutely huge price, but it's Manchester City to win and both teams to score in the game, 8-5. Statistically, I think it's just an outstanding bet. Manchester City have won 6 of their last 8 Champions League group games, which is good. But you look at the starts of the season in the Premier League, perfect starts of the season, won all 4 matches. Both teams have scored in all 4 of those games as well.
Yep.
And you can understand why with Manchester City, because they play with such fluidity in midfield. And the first half against Manchester United at Old Trafford, they completely controlled the game, yep. Bossed that match in midfield with Kevin De Bruyne, David Silva, Nolito and Raheem Sterling sort of interchanging their positions throughout. And Fernandinho is really the unsung hero. He does so much donkey work in front of that back four. And that back four is definitely Manchester City's weakness, particularly without Vincent Kompany in there. They're trying to find a partner for John Stones, a natural partner. Nicolas Otamendi, I don't think, is a very good footballer. at this level, when you're talking a side that have ambitions to win the Premier League and win the Champions League, that's what Pep Guardiola has been brought in to do, and why Manuel Pellegrini was sacked, because they've not had Champions League success. This is their 6th consecutive participation in the Champions League, 6th season, and they've only made it past the last 16 once, which wasn't good enough. That was last year when they reached the semi-finals, eventually being knocked out by Real Madrid. And Pellegrini, God bless him, he handled himself with such dignity, didn't he, even though he knew he was going out. And I think that gained him plenty of admirers. But ultimately, the reason he was sacked was because they didn't make the final of the Champions League. They weren't challenging for this trophy. One stat that I love here as well, none of Manchester City's 30 Champions League group games have ended 0-0. But they've only kept 4 clean sheets in those 30 matches as well. They have problems defensively in this competition. Gladbach can score. They showed that against City last season in both matches. And they've not started the season very well in Germany. Freiburg beat them 3-1 at the weekend. But they did beat Young Boys Bern 9-1 aggregate in the playoffs to qualify for the group stages this year. And Borussia Mönchengladbach's last 2 Champions League group games have produced 12 goals as well. They've scored 6 and conceded 6 of those. I reckon it's a cracker. Man City to win and both teams to score, because they are exploitable defensively. I like the price at 8-5. If you're looking at goal scorers here, Mr. Walton, yes. Sergio Aguero is available for selection in this match. He's been suspended, obviously, in the Premier League and in the EFL Cup as well. He's 3-1 to score first in this game. You'd expect him to start, but he's actually enjoying his longest drought in the competition. He's not scored in his last 5 Champions League games. And the last time he went that long without a goal was back in 2011-2012. And he's 3-1. I'm not particularly attracted by that price at 3-1. A Mönchengladbach player that I like to score here is, he is the favourite, Rafael Caetano. He's known as Rafael. 15-8 he is to score any time in the match. He's scored 6 goals in his last 4 Champions League games, including the qualifiers. So there's a couple of bets to go out, but the best one here, definitely that City to win and both teams to score.
Yeah, like it. Few enhanced odds markets to mention as well. Kevin De Bruyne to score in a Man City win, that was 17-10. That's now 5-2. De Bruyne to score 2 or more was 15-2. That's now 9-1. And Aguero to score, City to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0. That was 11-2. That's now 6-1. You won't like that anyway, because it doesn't have Gladbach scoring. But, but Kevin De Bruyne was a constant thorn in Manchester United's side at the weekend. And a couple of the enhanced odds offers there feature him. So should be of interest.
He's fantastic, isn't he? Mm. I think he is absolutely superb. I mean, when he was signed by Manchester City, some of the tabloid newspapers, which will remain nameless in this piece, they basically stamped his face onto the back page of their papers saying £60 million reject, because obviously Chelsea sold him, and then he was bought back for an astronomical amount by Manchester City.
Yeah.
But he's repaying the faith that the club had in him to sign him for that huge fee. And the way he nipped in there at the weekend, stealing the ball off the toe of Daley Blind before coolly slotting past David De Gea, is what that man is all about.
Mm.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all if he got on the score sheet. He's 7-5 to score any time. City could get 3 or 4 in this game. I'm just hoping Gladbach get 1, basically.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.